Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with the hilarious Heather McMahon. Heather,
hi, honey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm so glad that we're gonna do like a Lindsay Lohan 911,
which is right up my alley. I've been kind of sitting back, just observing it all go down, and man, it's still a 911. I thought maybe we'd get to like a 711, but we're still at a 911 for sure.
Heather, when the show started, I like really thought they were gonna convince me that she should be on TV, and she's well,
100%. I was like, oh, this is going to be, you know, she's going to redeem herself from the Oprah docuseries. And then she just showed up.
What happened?
Really just truly more je ne sais quoi fucked up than ever, you know?
It's like literally shocking. Every week I'm more on the fence of like, should she be on TV? And now I'm fully on board that she should not be on TV.
Right.
It's just messy to watch. You know, we're still not acknowledging the fact that she tried to steal a child.
When are we going to like truly break that down?
Like, when is it going to happen? Heather, everyone's ignoring it. And I see her on interviews. She's on like the fucking Jimmy Kimmel show or whatever. Right. And no one's asking about it. And I'm like, that's something that we need to ask about.
And like, I love that she knows, you know, some basic Arabic, but it was very aggressive the way that she basically harassed that family. And you know, she was wasted or on an upper.
Something.
And she, because whenever I really like go out to do work with the homeless, I've got, you know, I just like have had six Chardonnays. I'm like, this is my time. I'm ready to like help out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when I get, I'm like more of like a helpful drunk. So it was just like, why would you all of a sudden get a wild hair under your ass? Like just a... You know, oh, I'm ready to go out there and do the Lord's work.
steal a child. And we all saw it, and she put it out there. It wasn't like some hidden camera footage or something. It was like she was live with it. So I feel like it's fair game to ask about it. And I keep trying to ask, like when I've had the cast members on, I'm like, did MTV tell you guys not to talk about it? Like, why isn't anyone acknowledging this?
Now, it was either that same night or the night before that she was out with that crazy guy where they were live streaming from the bathroom and she couldn't find her earpods. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. So I have it up on my Instagram. Go under Lindsay 911 in the highlights. And okay, I have been around enough people that have been on coke. Her buddy, literally, that they're like checking themselves out in the mirror and they're in the bathroom. She's live streaming the whole thing, talking about, I can't find my like Apple earpods. I can't find them. Next thing you know, she has this like very gay guy who we can't really tell what accent he's working with. And then he's grabbing her phone while she's live streaming. They're looking in the mirror and he just goes, show my face. Like literally show them my face, but in a show my face.
Show my face.
Yeah. And I'm like, the only
Sounds
way.
Sounds like Frank from Father of the Bride.
No, literally it's Frank from Father of the Bride. And you know, like if you want to be on camera like that, like it was just very obvious. Like we just done coke in the bathroom. We're like, you know, come on. I want to be on camera.
Mother and daughter are pregnant together. Get out of town.
Yes, exactly. So go back and watch that video. And that to me was just like the obvious moment that she was back on the sauce.
That was the turning point. You know, I realized that she might be back on the sauce this week when she posted a picture of Al Pacino and she said, this is me.
Okay. How about after when Dina left Big Brother and then she posted that sexy photo of herself and was like, you will be hearing from my attorneys. Big Brother, you did all these things wrong. Like,
I know.
But and it's still a sexy photo of her.
I know. It's a sexy photo of her. And then she just went after like the Braxton family, family. And I, you know that like all the Braxtons are like, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
Like, I feel like it really united them because I think some of the Braxtons have been separated a bit lately. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Lindsay's Instagram really
brought them back together.
Brought them together. And I'm sure next season on Braxton Family Values, they're all going to be together just being like, you know what? Lindsay's fucked up.
And then how about after that, the next day she did another like sexy post, like, and they're all like these photos that she took in like 2002. And then it said, somebody had hacked my Instagram.
Like with the Herbie the fucking love bug in the background.
Yes, exactly. So then she said, like, somebody had hacked my Instagram. It was an inside job. It has since then been dealt with. That person has been released from my company. I'm like, your company?
I didn't know we had a company. I know.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she like randomly, you know, when she was posting all that stuff about the Braxtons, she all of a sudden was like, but I love Candy.
Right. But like, who doesn't love candy? I feel like candy could snatch your child and like burn down your house and be like, it's candy.
I know. You know? I'm so happy with Candy lately. I feel like she's just really living her best life. She's like making residual money from songs that she did 100 years ago.
100%.
And I'm just like, good for you, girl.
And I'm from Atlanta, and Candy truly has the most wonderful reputation. She's just like a really classy business lady who, you know, has a little sexy, freaky, dildo line, but still like just a woman of God.
And she's upfront about all of it. You know,
so
that's
true.
What I love.
Lady in the street, freaking the sheets. And guess what? I respect that.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Old Lady Gang?
I actually haven't been to the Old Lady Gang because truly it's packed.
It's like, always busy, I heard.
If you go, you just have to know that you're waiting like 2 hours.
Yeah. I want to try it. I hear the food is good.
Well, when you come to Atlanta, we'll go on a maiden voyage down to Old Lady Gang.
I would love that. I would love that. Now, I want to talk like sort of loosely about this episode. I've been recapping the show, and this show is batshit insane to recap because it's all over the fucking place. It's hard to follow. There's storylines coming and going. So we're going to talk sort of loosely about the episode and more Lindsay in general.
Great.
Have you always loved Lindsay?
I've always been a fan of Lindsay. My mom's a redhead. I don't know if that's just why I've always naturally been really like, I felt comforted by Lindsay.
Sure.
So when I see her acting crazy, I'm just like, you know what? I get it. My mom's, you know, gets a little wild too some days. but I really wanted to root for Lindsay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have some inside scoop. This
Tell
is so
me.
Crazy. So a friend of a friend was at this like car convention, I guess in Long Island. And I guess Dina had gone up to our like friend's dad who like ran all the Nissans in Long Island was like, Lindsay needs to be the face of Nissan. Lindsay needs to be the face of Nissan. So my girlfriend called me. She's like, I know you're in the middle of doing Lindsay 911, but Dina's at this car convention right now, like begging like the CEOs of Nissan to let Lindsay be the face. I'm like, that just seems like a really odd choice for all of a sudden. Like, didn't Lindsay get a DUI and crash a Porsche on the Pacific Coast Highway? Like all of a sudden. Dina's like, this is great brand marketing for her. She'll be the face of a car company. Yeah.
Nothing Lindsay does makes any sense or, you know, what she thinks that she should be doing. I mean, she's been campaigning for that role as Ariel in the Little Mermaid live action film. And it's like, what world?
Right.
In what world do you think Disney is going to hire you after all that you've been through?
Right.
Or even when she was doing that Oprah Owen show, did you watch that?
Of course I did.
So many leg bruises on that show.
So many.
So many bruises on the body, which I felt bad for, but it was like they were shooting it. There were certain shots in her, like when she would be like in a sort of confessional on the Oprah show, because it wasn't set up like a, but they would be shooting from below and it almost felt like they were highlighting her leg bruises.
Yeah, I mean, Scarlett took a tumble for sure. And my thing is, I love a comeback story. Like, everyone was rooting for her, but then I realized it's just like a whole situation. The fact that now her dad, Michael Lohan, looks like the one who's got his life together is alarming.
It's fucked up.
Right.
And yeah, I think we all expected this MTV show when they were doing all the press beforehand. Like, MTV was promoting the shit out of it. They put like a lot of marketing money behind it. And I thought, oh, they must have. This show must be in the bank. They must be like, wow, she looks great. This show is amazing. It's the next big thing. And then, and the first episode was like good and it was hugely rated. And then it just like kept getting crazier and crazier.
Well, the only highlight that they had on the show was that guy from Chicago. What I think his name's Brent or Brant.
Brent.
And he's just like calling all the girls fat. And I just like everything about him, I hate. I'm like, I want to get on a flight to Mykonos, even though I know they shot this like a year ago, and just beat him up.
He's
know?
The worst human being I've ever seen.
Which is like, I work in nightclubs in Chicago and, you know, like LA or like Vegas. And like, I'm the best at bottle service. I'm like, is that really something that you want to actually promote in your life?
I know. And this week's episode, he was like talking about how like everyone else is jealous because like he's really got his life together and because he does bottle service and everyone else. And everyone else is just like bussers and what and bussers and bartenders. It's like, fuck you. Like you think you're so much better than these people because you're a VIP host in Vegas or something. Like,
honestly, I think I'm going to change my will and just have it put on my grave. Like, here lies Heather, who's just great at bottle service.
just really.
And then quote him, just like his name.
Brent.
Yeah.
They call him, some people on the show call him Brett. Some people call him Brent.
Yeah.
No one knows the names.
Right. I just call him toxic masculinity, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done like bartending or bar?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's how I'm a comedian. That's how I like paid my bills for the longest time. But when I bartended in New York, it was the greatest gig and like New Yorkers are just great. But then when I came out to LA, I could not get a job and I worked at like really nice places that had an incredible resume. But when I came out to LA, if you didn't have like 2 sleeve tats or like you didn't wear a bra to work, like I couldn't get hired. I was like, do I have to do porn in order to get a bartending job?
It's the same in like, I would go to the gay bars when I first moved here and I was like, I would like to bartend. And it was like, unless you're walk in shirtless.
Right.
There's not even interested. And I ended up bartending at these, like, at this spa that was definitely a drug front. And like people would come in. I worked in like the restaurant and people would come in their towels, you know, like they would have their service and they would come in, like have drinks or whatever in like towels and robes. And it was owned by this Russian man who was, there was a lot going on there,
right.
But it was like a very large Russian clientele. And so people would come in and they would get the borscht. They love the borscht there. And it was like really good. And then what's the, I can't think of the name, but it was like this dried, it was dried goldfish.
I'm sorry, like dried koi?
It's literally like dried goldfish. They would eat it and it was such a fucking mess. And I would see these guys come in and they would just have like the goldfish, like stuff all over their like bare chest. And I was like, I need to get out of here.
I love that. That's the moment where you're like, that's it. I can't deal with like, it's like goldfish dandruff all over them. Uh-huh.
Everyone's talking about like that Michael Jackson documentary right now. And I remember like being in this bar and it was the day that he passed and it was all on the TVs and it was like such a sad day for pop culture or whatever. Right. But I remember just like looking around, I was all on the TVs and these men were like asking me to get them more of the, what is it called? The dry goldfish. And this one man had it all down his shirt. And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. And then one of the clients offered me a gig at like this Russian banquet hall. Mm-hmm. And
wow, these are some dark times for you, aren't they? I can tell that you're like triggered times. Right now talking about it.
So I needed the money though. So I would like work these private events and the people didn't speak English and everything was like under the table.
Right.
And I remember at the banquet hall, they would have a live band and somebody was singing like, in another language, Celine Dion's Power of Love. And that was when I was looking around, like, I need to get out of here.
Right. I sang the Power of Love at the fourth grade talent show. So I'm a big Celine fan.
Celine's the best, right?
It's the best. Well, it's so funny. You should mention like the Russians. So when I was bartending in New York,
this is a good tie-in because Lindsay keeps mentioning Russians throughout the show.
Right. So which we all know that there's some like weird, like mail order bride ties over there for sure. When I used to work in New York at this place called Stout, right by Madison Square Garden, I worked with these two girls, Tatiana and Olga. And literally one night they hated me at first, you know, Russians are hard to crack. But then once I made them laugh, they were like, oh, you're so a part of our group. So of course, all the Russians in New York live out in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn. So one night they're like, you know, like, you come party with us. So we go out there. I'm not even kidding you. You know, Russians don't drink mixed drinks. It's just vodka
and then like straight.
A side of like cranberry juice. I've never been so drunk in my entire life. I woke up. I literally got home at like 8 a.m. and I just had a fur coat on. I don't know whose fur it was. Like literally like Tatiana's uncle was like, I give you a fur coat.
I give you a fur coat. Yeah, I know. It's a great community.
Really, truly, once you're there,
Once you're in, it was like, took me a while to crack, like you said, crack the code. Right. And then all of a sudden I was like, I would be around town and like I would be at the grocery store and be like, Danny.
Yeah. Danny boy, over here.
I know. And it was also easy bartending because they would only order vodka or tequila. Yeah. It was just like they would sip a shot.
Yeah.
It was great. Okay. So let's talk about Nico Tortorello.
Okay.
So Nico Tortorello, he was on this episode. He's Lindsay's friend. Apparently they got engaged in the past.
Oh, Lindsay and him
got engaged. It was revealed that. But the weird thing was, like, in the press a while back, I remember this being, like, a story. It was, like, a joke. Like, they didn't really get engaged. But then on this episode, they were trying to convince us that they did actually get engaged. And it's unclear to me if it was, like, actually a real engagement. Lindsay said it was, but she's obviously lying.
Right.
I don't know. But this Nico really interests me because he's just a hard nut to crack.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know if you've seen his Wendy Williams interview.
You know I live for Wendy Williams. Yes, yes.
So, his clip. Okay, so I'll play it right here.
Gay, bisexual, you know, non-binary, trans. I mean, it's one thing that is just, there's zero representation. There's zero visibility outside of polygamy and really Islam. But it's a type of relationship that's existed since the beginning of time, pre-Bible.
You've got cute ears.
So that clip on Wendy Williams is so funny because he's talking about these deep issues. And I'm calling him he because on the episode of Lindsay Lohan, that's the pronoun they use. But on the Wendy Williams interview, he was saying that he prefers other pronouns. But it's so funny because he's talking about, you know, this very intelligent topic and also this deep rooted issue. And Wendy's just like, you have nice ears.
When That's literally the entire time when any of Wendy's guests talk, she literally is just checking them out, like, where'd you get your shoes from? How you doing? Yeah. Like she's not having some like deep rooted conversation.
It literally like made me cry laughing the first time I saw it. I was just like, Wendy does not give a fuck.
No. Here Nico is trying to have this like progressive conversation that could change the world. And she's like, oh, your ears are cute.
Yeah. So fucking funny. Yeah.
My favorite thing that Wendy does is when she's doing her hot topics in the morning and she talks about like, she's like, okay, I watched The Bachelor last night and you know, oh, I had these little saltines and I put a little piece of turkey and cheese. And then she literally, her mouth starts to water and my mouth starts to water. And then she's like, and then I put a little hot sauce on top. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to make that snack right now. Like truly when she talks about food, it's another level of just seduction.
There was a segment like years and years ago, and it was, I had first started watching the Wendy Williams show and I saw this, I mean, and this was when I fell in love with her and I was like, I need to watch every day. It was literally just like the producers would bring out Cheesecake Factory foods and cheesecake for her and she would just try it on here. It was a full fucking segment like of just her sitting in a chair and they had the Cheesecake Factory logo behind her and they would bring out a cheesecake, they'd, you know, open it up and she would just take a bite and she'd say, and that's
it. That was good. That was it. That's a wrap.
And I was like, what a job. What a gig. Why haven't anyone given me that? Why hasn't anyone given me that job?
I truly feel like, yeah, you want to go on like Kelly and Ryan Today and all these different shows. But if Wendy Williams were to interview me, like that's where, to honestly, that's a peak career moment.
100%. I mean, what do you make of her coming back? Did you watch her coming back?
I did. And I watched it. And
there's something else going on there.
There is something else going on there. So you can tell with the eyes, though. I do have a friend who has Graves, and the eyes, it is a very, like, telling thing. So I definitely think she's sick, and God bless her. Like, you know, I mean, I was watching the episode live when she fell, when she was dressed as Statue of Liberty.
How did
we
forget? That was Halloween.
I mean, it was like...
you know, my favorite thing is talk shows on Halloween. Because it's like journalists who have like, the, you know, these wonderful degrees and stuff, and they're dressed as, you know, the fucking Power Rangers.
Right. Like, I don't know if I'd say Wendy Williams has a journalism degree.
Well, you're not her.
I know what you're talking about.
But you know what I'm saying? They're always
like,
more...
Al Roker. Al Roker's dress as like a Pokemon. And you're like, what's like, happening?
What the fuck? And it's always more and more elaborate. Like, and you just know they had to show up like 7 fucking hours earlier.
And Matt Lauer's always dressed as a woman, you know?
Always dressed as a woman. And Kathy Lee Hoda as like Star Wars figures or something. And it's like, they don't want to do that.
Right.
And The View, I love The View. And they go overboard every single year. It's like more and more elaborate. And you know, Whoopi Goldberg is like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Right.
But they make them do it. And I love it. I love it. But yes, I watched her on.
I mean, here's the thing. No matter. And I actually do believe that Wendy, she says it like it is. But man, if you read the comments on the Instagram and Twitter, they just drag her about the family situation. Really? And I'm a little confused. So apparently she hurt herself over Christmas break. She had a shoulder injury. And then I guess she had a flare up with the Graves. But then everyone's saying like this is a cover up for her husband's situation. I don't really know what to believe.
I know it's confusing. And she did address the husband on her day back, but it was like very
quick
in passing. It wasn't like a full segment or anything. I don't know. There's just more to the story there. I think that we're not. And the Graves does make sense. Like, I do think she has some sort of sickness too, but I don't know. It's confusing and I feel bad for her.
And just really what everyone says is like, okay, Wendy, you're the queen of spilling the tea, but then you won't spill the tea on yourself, which, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I get, but.
I mean, what person can just literally like run, she does 25 minutes a day of just her sitting in a fucking purple chair
talking. Shit.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, truly talented, but also.
I like your ears. You got cute ears.
You got cute ears. It's so fucking funny.
Like, I just want to.
He's
wanna
like
go
talking about Islam or something.
He's like, we need to, like, you know, support gays in the Middle East. Oh, you got cute ears.
You got cute ears. Like, she's not even processing any of it. Like, just over her fucking head.
Yeah, just iconic. That's an iconic moment.
All right, truly. Mm-hmm. So Nico's on this episode of Lohan Beach Club, and first of all, he's wearing one pearl earring that Lindsay gives him trouble for, and they're sort of like flirting a little bit. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that Lindsay's not addressed, even they had a Pride episode last week, and Lindsay hasn't addressed the fact that she has like a queer history, you know, like she dated Samantha Ronson forever.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe it's just she's moved on from it, but it seems weird to me that like no one is acknowledging it even, especially on like the Pride episode. It's like a weird.
Well, we don't know if Samantha Ronson sent her like a cease and desist. It was like, look, that was a dark time in my life too. I don't want to be associated. Let's give Samantha Ronson the benefit of the doubt.
True.
You know?
Do you think Lindsay even remembers anything from that time?
Probably not.
Do you think she remembers being on the set of Herbie Fully Loaded?
that's a no from May Dog.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
I mean, I never went through, as you said, a queer time. But there's a lot of parts of my 20s that are still real blurry, you know? Mm-hmm.
So Nico's got this very, you know, this progressive and sort of earthy attitude.
Right.
He runs a moon seminar on this show.
Okay. We have to talk about this. Here's my thing, especially being back in LA. I think that the moon cycles and the retrograde and the crystals is starting to cripple this entire city as a whole. If one more person says, well, I know I'm not, you know, I've had a couple friends who've had like big business deals that come up and they're like, well, Mercury's in retrograde. I can't sign any paperwork.
Can't do it.
Or I got to charge my crystals. And I'm like, hey, guess what, Cheryl? Your crystals are getting in the way of you like living your best life, but you only sign a deal in like 2 weeks when Mercury's out of retrograde. Guess what? Nobody wants to do business with you because you're a nut job.
Get it together, Cheryl. I know the crystals. I don't understand the crystals. I've had some people try to get me into it, and I've just, you know, Heidi and Spencer, I went on their show, you know, and Spencer's like really into the crystals.
Right.
And I don't get it. I think they're pretty.
They are pretty. And you know, yes, they might have a little bit of healing power, but when people are spending their entire mortgage payments on crystals, we got to take a moment and say, what's up here?
And Spencer literally told me, you know, they had money troubles back then. And he said it was because he was buying all the crystals. And it's like, well, what was going on? Why are we buying all this fucking crystals? At some point, your bank account was low. You should have said, maybe I shouldn't buy that crystal today.
And I have a friend who's really into the crystals. Well, actually, no, a loose friend. And she would go to like Sedona and like Tucson and Arizona, mm-hmm. where they have these crystal conventions. She'd literally come back with like six suitcases full of crystals. Some of these crystal like chunks are $3,000 a pop.
Yeah, they're expensive. I'm not saying I want to ever fall into that trap. I feel like I'm 6 months away from falling. I'm easily convinced. And if somebody can, you know, if Spencer tried to convince me, I think I could fall into the
trap. I'm always teetering on the crystal trade. Well, I'm not even going to lie. I was leaving a big like Hollywood meeting a couple weeks ago, and this girl, I was making a joke about crystals. So when I went to leave the meeting, the assistant was like, hey, I have some extra crystals. I just think you should try it. I grabbed one of the crystals. She's like, this is tourmaline, and I don't know what it means, but you like charge it in the sun. Yeah, it's supposed to be just like good energy. I don't know. So she gave me the crystal, and I just went, if I like hold this or charge it enough, will it bring my dead father back? And she looked at me like, I don't, she panicked. I was like, honey, I'm kidding. It's okay. I'm not into crystals. And I walked out, and my friend was like, that's the way you respond to crystal people. That's truly what you should do.
Do you believe in psychics? Are you a psychic person?
No, I believe that I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get back, Satan.
Yeah. I visit them at least twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in them at all.
Right.
But I do go.
Do you go in there after you've had like a couple Aperol spritzes like, I just want to like giggle?
You know, one of my friends, Katie B, her mm-hmm. and I went to Vegas, and we got really drunk in Vegas, and we were mm-hmm. like, let's go see a psychic.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, we should do it. And I thought it was just going to be like a fun thing. So I was like, I'm going to run to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom. We're in like the Flamingo fucking casino, like one of the trashier casinos. And I go to the bathroom. I come back, and she's like, I got us an Uber. And we're like near blackout. And we take an Uber. We didn't realize, like, you know, Vegas, it was off the strip.
Right.
And we didn't realize it was like 45 minutes off the strip. So we're in this Uber, and we get to this woman's like apartment complex in the middle of fucking nowhere. And
I'm surprised you weren't trafficked.
It was like, honestly, it was very scary. And we did like separate, this woman had her child there. Mm-mm. And we walked in, they had Fox News on.
Oh, okay.
In the thing. And
so she's like a conservative psychic?
A conservative. I never even really put that together.
That's amazing.
But so my friend Katie went in first, and she spent like 20 minutes, and then I went in. But we were like so drunk, and nothing came true. But I have these videos from it. Like when she was in, I was obviously Instagramming it, and I was like terrified to be in this woman's house. I was like looking around at her decor, and I was like, this is not a safe thing.
No.
But I would go back.
You know what I love? You're just like, you always give something a second chance.
I will. No, I'm not about it.
Once I got in my 30s, I was like, you know what? I do something once and I'm out, and I'm just out. I realize there's things on the bucket list. I just don't need to you know.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces. I'm in my Pisces season right now.
Interesting.
I do believe a little bit.
See, here we are. We're like, yeah, we don't believe in crystals.
I know. But I do believe a little bit like with horoscopes. Like I just don't. What is your sign?
Libra.
Okay. Thank God. Yeah. Like Tauruses and I, we just don't vibe. Also because like, you know. My future mother-in-law is a Taurus, and sometimes we don't see eye to eye, but it's Taurus men that I've dated. It's a no-go.
Taurus men are hard.
Taurus gay men, fabulous, love. Mm. Like, we keep it 100. Right. Taurus women, I have a hard time with.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See, I'm a Libra people pleaser, so I try to get along with everyone, and then I'll just cry about them in the shower.
Oh, I am the same way in that fact. Like, I'm a Pisces or chameleons. You can throw us in any situation, and we can either adapt or, like, thrive. And it truly, that's the only thing, is I can't win over Tauruses, and it truly...
Oh,
like,
so that... bothers mm-hmm. you.
Oh, it, yeah. my soul leaves my body every time I get out of a conversation with a Taurus. They're so evil. And they're just like, I don't get you. And I'm like, why? You know, it just truly is gut-wrenching for me.
You know, I had a psychic on this show once, and it was really... And he said some things. He said things that were weird, and it's like, I don't know. I believed it. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, a show on Lifetime. But everything... He said something about my grandma, and said my grandma was, like, here. It was weird. And he knew, like, their names and stuff, which I thought, you know, he could have looked it up beforehand. But it just some of the things he was saying, I was like, oh, I believe
Listen,
this.
I definitely think that, like, mediums and psychics can get sent knowledge and information. I just don't necessarily think it's from, like, heaven, you know? Yeah. I definitely think it might be from, like, an evil spirit. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, Heather, why don't you go see a medium since my dad's passed? I'm like, I know my dad's hanging out. Like, he sends me signs all the time. I don't need to pay some woman, like, $350 to be like, okay, I feel like somebody older and, like, you know, somebody older than you died. I'm like, it could be my grandparents or a parent. Literally, like, anyone. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that Tyler Henry, who's got that show?
Right. When he called out Chloe and Kylie, have you seen that clip?
Yes.
That actually had me shook.
Yeah.
But I love that they're like, he never knows who he's going in to meet. Okay, clearly walking in and seeing Chloe, you'd be an idiot. Like, you know what's going on.
You don't fucking know who Chloe is. You know, I know someone who was on it who literally cried on the episode and then told me that it was all a crock of shit. So I do not take that for what you want.
But why did they feel so differently about it afterwards?
I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe, like, trying to put on a show a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, trying to be a little dramatic.
I would
make
just,
a good episode.
I would hate for us to go to a psychic and be like, okay, I see, like, fluctuating weight in your future. I'm like, I've been dealing with this every day since 87, okay? You might be a little bit bigger next year. Like, we know this, okay?
So Nico, though, he's very into, he keeps talking about energy. He has his moon ceremony.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
And he makes them write down on their pieces of paper. He said, what would you like to invite into your life? He makes them write down, like, three things. And then what would you like to release out of your life? And then they burn both papers, which didn't make a lot of sense to me because I thought the inviting
the things that
one,
you want to invite, you should keep
it, right? But so I wanted to
like
ask,
a list of goals, you know,
some goals, like, why are you burning it? It didn't make any sense. But so I want to leave this question to you. What would you like to invite into your life? And what would you like to release out of it?
Okay. This is very easy, straightforward. I'd like to invite money and a consistent job. Mm-hmm. I'd like to release, you know, sleepless nights of wondering how I'm going to get said money. It's like, everyone's like, Heather, you're out in LA, aren't you crushing it? I'm like, yeah, I take a lot of big meetings, but no one's cut me a check yet.
Right. These meetings are just, it's like you meet with these people and then they're like, we want to work with you. And then, you know, nothing happened. They're like, we're working on the contract and we'll get it to you one day.
Right. And they're like, so we could develop something in like 6 months. And you're like, so how do I eat until September?
Yeah. And no, it's obnoxious.
And it's funny. I go into a lot of these now where I, because like before, you know, a couple years ago when I was doing this rigmarole, if you will, I used to like put a lot of weight into it. And now I'm just like, I go in there and I just kind of say whatever the fuck I want. Cause I'm like, they're either going to love me and get me, or they're just going to be, you know, I don't care.
And don't you find it's a lot of people that they take the meeting, but they don't know who you are. Or, I mean, that's how I feel. It's like, they don't even know like what I do or anything.
And
like
the
that.
Way they set it up is like, okay, Danny, literally live for you. Tell me everything.
It's like,
okay, you have no idea where I'm from.
Like one of the assistants or something is like, oh, you should meet with this person. I know.
Oh, 100%. Or now that you go into these meetings, they're like, so what do you want to do? And I'm like, and I literally say, want to be on your
money.
Network? That's all I say. Is I go, money? Like, would like to work? Yeah.
I know.
Well, how about you? Can I ask you that question?
Yeah. I would like to invite into my life Chris Hemsworth naked.
Great.
Like, I would like his dick in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to, that's what I want most. And also money and a job and a steady job, you know? And then I would like to take out worrying about work stuff.
Right.
You know, career stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing like when you wake up at 4 a.m. and just a cold sweat, not even a hot sweat, a cold sweat. Cause you're like, my Bank of America bill is due tomorrow. And like my dead father was like in the credit bureau and I always had perfect credit, but I don't know. I haven't hit that FICO score in a while because I'm too afraid. I live in fear. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to get back to this episode, though. So they, the whole season, they're talking about, Lindsay shows up at this house randomly.
When she shows up at the house, it stresses me out so hard.
And it doesn't make any sense. It's like, why is she showing up there? They're her workers or her employees, but then she's like mad about the way they clean or whatever.
Right. She just kind of is like Gestapo, pops in and is like, this is disgusting. And they're like, we just worked a 65-hour shift at Club Lohan in the sun. Like, around. If I want to wait a second and like catch my breath before I put the dishes in the sink, relax.
And so this episode, Panos was like, you guys need to have a house party. He says, like, have a house party, invite locals to the house. And it's like, well, what is this mixed signaling? Like, everything on this fucking show is a mixed signal.
You need
it's
to
like,
have a house party.
Have a house party, invite the locals, and tell them to come to the Lindsay Lohan Beach Club. And it's like, wait, now you want them to have a party at the house. But, like, every other episode, you're, like, mad at them. Lindsay's showing up at the house, be like, why are you partying?
There's wet towels on the floor. Why?
And it's like, so it makes no fucking sense. They have this house right. party. I don't even understand.
And then everyone's just like fat shamed by the guy from Chicago. It's a whole thing.
He's the worst. And he's with that Sarah girl. We're on day 22 and they're like talking about how they're in this serious relationship. And she's like, I think I need to leave him. And it's like, well, first of all, no shit, you need to leave him. But second of all, why are you even acting like this is a real thing 22 days in?
Also, okay, how many more episodes? There's like two more episodes?
I think there's, well, that's unclear too, Heather. Yeah. Because I thought there was 12, but then I was researching it. And I think next week's the finale. Like, I think there's 10. What I saw on IMDb and like, or one of those sites was that it's 10 episodes. But then at the end of this one, they show the preview for next week and they don't say season finale. So it's very unclear to me. I think I'm stopping these recaps after next week, but we'll see.
My only thing is, all right, so it's like her summer in Mykonos. So your bar's only open for 30 days, 22 days.
30 days. I know. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense at all.
And then there's this whole like looming, like, well, now after the summer's over, I got to decide who's staying with me. And it's like, well, what is the job then? I don't understand what.
Also, Greece will be cold in like a couple, like 2 months. Greece is cold.
I don't understand.
But Mykonos isn't going to be open. Because it's a year-round thing?
I don't know. And have you seen on her Instagram, like, she keeps talking about season two, and she's, like, mentioned her other clubs, like, we should go here, and it's like...
Isn't she opening a home community, like a gated community in Dubai?
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Oh, she put up all these cryptic photos of it, and it's going to, like... I don't know if it spells out Lindsay or something, or it looks kind of like, you know, the famous Palm community in Dubai. She's literally doing... like Lindsay, like Lohan, Dubai.
Do you think these business dealings, like, what do you, it's not her money, right? Like, where's this all coming from?
No. I mean, Dina just filed for bankruptcy on Long Island.
So, like, I don't understand the financial situation. Is there a man behind all of this that she's, that's a horrible thing to say. Maybe it's a woman. I don't know.
No. But like, either way, if she's spending time in Dubai and Russia, it's probably an oligarch or some like sheik. Like, let's just have an honest conversation. Yeah. I don't know.
There's too many questions with this whole thing. And also don't understand, like, this whole show, she's popping in and out, and Panos is the one running things. It's like, isn't this her show? Like, why is she sort of on it and sort of not? It's like her foot's halfway out the door.
And then babies, like the episode where, like, the baby showed up, like, she's just hugging a baby at a nightclub. I'm like, why is there a child at the nightclub?
Stressed me the fuck out.
Stress me out.
When she was she also held a baby at the resort, like, and it was daytime, and I was stressed out. I was stressed out that anytime there was a kid around, I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous. Like, my ass is clenched.
Right.
Like, I do not want to see her holding a baby.
Now, I will say, as someone who's newly engaged, I've already told my friends, I'm like, we're going to Club Lohan at the end of this summer, like in September for my bachelorette. And I'm not getting married till like summer of next year. But I was like, we need to get in what we can.
I feel like you can angle that as an episode. If there's a season two, you could be one of the VIP clients that shows up.
Wait, that's a brilliant
idea. It
would
be amazing.
Do you have any connects?
I do. I have a MTV connect, but I don't know. I don't think it's coming back. I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, the thing is, it's weird to me that MTV does seem to put a lot of money behind it. And I feel like they don't want to, they want to save face probably and have a season two, but the ratings aren't great. Like, they keep dropping.
I think the show that comes on after Lohan, or maybe it's a Sunday night show. Have you seen that show about those kids from Staten Island?
Yes.
It's the best show ever.
Is that still on? What happened to that? Oh, I thought it like they moved it or something. I haven't seen it.
Well, I just saw it. I saw it like maybe a month ago, and I saw like two episodes, and I was like hungover one day, and I was like, this is the best show ever.
That's the best way to watch
it. All they do is say, forgot about it.
Forget about it.
It's so insane. They're like, my dad's in jail. Forgot about it. Let's order a pie. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Isn't it like Mob Wives, but kids?
Yes, it's Mob Wives, but 16-year-olds.
I fucking miss Mob Wives so fucking much.
all they would do is fight in the streets.
Oh, I loved it. It was like great TV. And Big Ange is one of the best people that's ever been on TV. May she rest in peace.
Like this. How could you forget? Yeah.
God, I loved her. She was truly one of the greatest reality stars of our time.
Rest in peace, Big Ange.
And that whole, did you watch Mob Wives like till the end? Like that whole, when Ange was sick and then she passed away right after that last reunion, but she was so sick at that last reunion. Oh, I mean, it was like some of the most compelling TV, but also just so sad.
And you forget that the girl Karen, her dad was that famous mobster.
Right. And I think isn't Karen, or one of them is like producing stat.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Karen, is that Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, honestly and truly, like, and you know, I'm marrying an Italian guy and I just really, really want to be a mob wife, but like not in the mob, but I want to like give off that vibe.
You totally could and should. And I feel like on Mob Wives, they had that and they need to reboot it. You need to be in the reboot where it's just like,
amazing.
You know, you don't have to be tied to, they can loosely tie you to the mob.
And it's never gotten in a fight, but like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've never fought another woman, but like, I'm kind of ready. You know, I'm from Atlanta. I'm scrappy.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like you could do it. You know, there was a Mob Wives Chicago spinoff or something that was amazing. It only lasted one season, but they were literally like these physical brawls where these girls were just throwing each other to the table, to the ground, ripping the hair. And it was wonderful TV and maybe not the best messaging, but I'm Italian and I didn't mind it.
Maybe not the best messaging. I'm Italian too. I'm
Italian.
You know,
I liked it.
I get it. I just get it.
Yeah. I know those people. Like I'm in my family. I know those people. I just did a 23andMe and it was like, I'm mostly Italian.
But does it get very specific? Like what part of Italy?
Yeah. All Sicilian. I mean,
so you're not even Italian. You're just Sicilian.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, a mix of.
Right.
Yeah.
Because all my Sicilian friends are like, we're not Italian. We're Sicilian.
We're not a Sicilian. I know. I know. It was. Yeah.
I mean, your last name's Pellegrino.
I know. My mom's. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to this episode. So there's this conversation between Nico and Mike. So Nico shows up to the house. Lindsay didn't show up to this locals house party, but Nico
does.
Tortorello does. Mm-hmm. And Mike, who is talking about his bisexuality on the show a lot, and he reveals to Nico that he was forced into prostitution when he was 14 years old because someone blackmailed him when he met this person in a chat room. It was a little unclear to me, and I know Mike was drinking, so it was like the story was a little confusing, but that's what I took from it. He went in a chat room when he was 14 years old, and then somebody that he was like either flirting with or talking to blackmailed him and forced him into prostitution or something. It was confusing. So my question to you is, what was your aim?
What is your question? My question to you is, where do we go from here? I don't know, Danny. I don't know.
My question is, what was your AOL Instant Messenger screen name?
It was surfnaked364 at AIM.com.
Explain.
Okay, so I went to surf camp when I was...
Surf naked?
Yes. So I just thought it was... I had this t-shirt from like Billabong that said like surf naked, and it was cute and kitschy, and I was like 16, and like, I was like, I was surf naked.
Did you shop at PacSun?
Oh, for sure I did. Me too. Yeah, my parents sent me to this like really insane camp in San Diego, and they did not know that it was like just run by a bunch of like drunk surfers. And it's like the first time I drank a beer was at camp. And I was like 14, and we like slept in tents in a trailer park. It was very like chic camp, but also just really off the rails. And now when I look back, like somebody, no wonder I was always getting attacked in chat rooms like by weirdos, because they probably thought I was like surfing the web naked. I just thought I was being cute and kitschy because I had, you know, I bought a shirt at PacSun.
I know.
And 364, I have no connection to those numbers.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Mine was Pellegrino 48, and it was like, there was no reason for 48. It was just like, 48.
Right.
I remember thinking, though, when I created it, I thought, I need to create something that'll last forever. And it was like, that's always been my problem in life. Like, I'm always thinking about the future.
Me
and it's
too.
Like, that's such a fucked up thing to do. Like, in sixth grade or whatever, you're creating this screen name. And everyone was creating these fun things.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, I need something for when I'm an adult. It's good.
But see, you're an old soul. I'm the exact same way. Like, when all the other kids were playing video games or they were out watching, like, I never watched cartoons growing up. I only watched like Sally, Jesse, Raphael. I was remember the first season of Real World. I was probably six, and I would come home and watch that and like sneak and watch the Real World. I didn't care about cartoons. I didn't care about Disney. Like, my parents take me to Disney, I'd be like, this is child's play. Really? Wow.
Not interested. Wow, Bethany. Wow.
Wow, Bethany. Yeah.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch... Luke Perry just passed away, which is so tragic. Did you watch 90210?
You know what? Everyone's been asking me to like chime in on that. And I'm like, it is so sad he had a stroke. I have no like direct connection to him though. I wasn't a 90210.
Oh, see, I was like a big fan. Just when you were talking about that, I remember being, I was very young, but I had two older brothers. And my two older brothers and my mom and I would watch it. And I was like really young. I mean, like, I don't
this
know.
It's probably really inappropriate to be watching. Yeah,
what year did it start? In the early 90s, but it was definitely inappropriate for me to be watching because I was really young. And we would all sit around the TV fucking together watching 90210. And I loved it.
Yeah, mine was like Road Rules and The Real World. And then like Daytime Talk. Like I needed to see like what Ricky Lake was up to. Mm. I would come home from school and watch Ricky Lake. And my mom was like, you're four. And I was like, Mom, I need to just hear what's happening.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
And I was also the kid who always wanted to hang out with people's like step parents or like their mom or dad. Like, you know, people would, like the kids would be playing in the basement. I'm like, I need to go up and see what like what's happening with your stepmom,
what's
Cheryl.
What's Joe doing?
Yeah.
Joe and Cheryl up to.
Yeah. And like all the time the parents love me. And like, that's why when people are like, when did you know that you were funny? I was like, even when I was little, I wanted to impress the older people. And so I would sit in the kitchen and just listen to the gossip. And they like, these adults would like share like really intense things with me. But I'd be like, you know what, Leslie, I hear you. I want you to know your husband, Daryl, may not listen, but I hear you.
God, I'm going back to high school. And I remember just, I was like student council president. And I remember always.
I was too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Of course.
In sync, of course. Yeah. But I remember always wanting to do like these games with friends where I'd be like, let's say three nice things about each other or something. It was like, everyone else would be like, let's smoke weed. And I'd be like, let's sit around and like,
positive affirmation.
I'll say three things nice about you. And like, I was always trying to organize that stuff. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, have some fun, loosen up.
Well, you know what it is? It's just that like innate entertainer politician in us. You know, we've really thrown that politician out the window because we're talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Also the Lindsay's an entertainer and she has none of that. None of that.
I know. Honestly, my sister was up for like a really big movie role when she was a kid. And my mom now looks back.
Did you get jealous?
Yes.
I would have gotten really jealous.
I did get jealous, but also my mom ended up pulling my sister out of the movie and it was a huge movie. Like my sister Interview with the Vampire. It
what
was down to her and Kirsten Dunst.
What the fuck?
I know, but my sister was 2 years older than Kirsten. And so when my mom read the script, my mom was like, this is so inappropriate for my kid. And she's like, there'll be other opportunities. There were never any other opportunities.
And didn't she like kiss Brad Pitt in that or
yes.
something?
Yeah. We had no
but
idea.
But it's still fucked up because he was older and she was
And that my mom read that and was just like, this is way too much. But I do, my mom now is like, see, I saved y'all from being child stars that are now fucked up. And I was like, it's a great point. I mean, not that Kirsten is, but I'm just saying like in general, like with the Lindsay stuff and the Britney, I mean, that could have been us.
I know that could have been us. I always got mad at my mom for not pushing my brothers and I, because there's three of us. Like, why weren't we the Jonas Brothers? I can't sing, but like, why didn't you do it?
And then does your mom come back and say like, look, now you have sort of a normal adulthood because I didn't make you a child star.
Yeah. I mean, but I wish she would have.
I wanted it so bad.
I remember being so jealous of Amanda Bynes.
Oh,
like, do you remember she got all that? And I remember reading in my local paper and I was like, God, I'm so jealous. And then I like turned a corner and I was like, oh, she's so great. Like, I was like, she's so talented. I don't know.
Oh, all that. I mean, that was a kid's SNL.
I know.
That was
I wanted
my dream
it
show.
So bad. Me too. I wanted it so bad, Heather. I was like, how did this girl get in? I was stuck in Ohio dreaming about it.
And like, you know, like Lori, the girl Lori.
Still not over it.
Yeah.
Still Lori not Beth over Denberg.
It. Yeah.
Of course.
I was obsessed. I was like a thicker child. I was like, I could have done that. Easy. Hands down.
I truly believe that Vital Information with Lori Beth Denberg, where she just gave random facts, is some of the greatest comedy of our time.
Of our time.
Amazing. They're rebooting it. I think some of, like, Kenan and Kel are producing it.
I live for that.
I know, I'm happy about it.
And I love that Keenan and Kel are still vibing.
I know, I'm really happy about it, that they're doing it together. And I mean, also Keenan, remember he didn't he have a character where he was like French and sat in a bathtub?
Yes, and he would just like, oui, Japon. And I can't remember what the exact joke was, though. What was the bit that he would do?
I don't remember, but I remember, yeah, I don't know.
He was like a little kid, almost like Eloise at the Plaza. He was like a little kid who's in the bathtub.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me, that whole show. And a lot of that show is just like random words strung. Like Lori Beth Denberg's whole bit was just like words strung together as vital information. I loved
it. But it crushed.
Oh, it killed it. So, I mean, what a talent. Where's she been? Put her in something. Get her in a movie. Get her in the Marvel Universe. Lisa Rinna and Kris Jenner are in the Marvel Universe now.
Truly, that commercial.
Isn't that the best, Heather?
The best.
It's like the greatest thing
I've ever
seen.
They need to have their own spinoff. Just Lisa Rinna and Kris Jenner, two like real tight haircuts, just doing the most and the least.
Shopping around. I watch them just shopping. They could go to a mall. I want them to go to the Sherman Oaks Mall. Mm-hmm. I just want to see them doing anything. And also, I want to see them in the background of Captain Marvel. Like, I know they did this commercial, and so they're part of the universe now. So like, let's get them in one of these movies.
I mean, I feel like they could team up with Brie Larson and like just do the most.
Could you imagine? I know I get mad. Like, I like the Marvel movies, but I do get mad because like the women, the queens that I love, like Michelle Pfeiffer, Annette Bening, they're always like these supporting characters.
Right.
And it's like, I want to see the lead. I want to see Michelle Pfeiffer kicking ass.
Yes.
Or who was in Black Panther, Angela Bassett.
Oh, like, my. She's just truly iconic.
I mean, like, let's get, I want her to be the lead of that movie. Like, when I see her scenes, they're my favorite scenes. Like, let's get them on board.
Right.
Anyway, so this episode ends.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't really get into it too much. But I do want to say, Brent's friends showed up at that house party, and one of them didn't. One of them's face was blurred, so she obviously didn't sign the waiver.
But you know, she went into it and was like, I'm good. And then at the end was like, I rebuke that. I'm rebuking that waiver. Probably Brent called her fat. You know what I mean?
Brent called her fat at some point. Camera. She's like, that's going to be on camera. I'm not doing it. Right. Would you sign a waiver to be on what level of reality show? Like, what show would you sign a waiver for?
The Housewives, for sure.
For sure.
Like, honestly, dream. Dream. Yeah.
What was it? Which housewife is your favorite? Which franchise?
Okay. Well, it goes between. I know I should be loyal to Atlanta, but I'm not. I'm Beverly Hills.
New York. Are you watching Atlanta?
I'm not even watching anymore. Oh, yeah. And it sucks because
the seasons. I don't like it. But
I was always down for the Kim and NeNe drama. Like that's what really connected me. And I love Candy. And I met Phaedra recently, and she's actually a doll. But yeah, I'm just in because Erica Jane. Truly to me is like that. She's a Georgia girl. She is who I am and who I want to be.
So let's talk about Beverly Hills. Cause I haven't really talked about it much on this show but what do you think of this? Where do you land on all this stuff?
Well, they're trying to push out Lisa Rinna. I mean, not Lisa Rinna. I'm sorry. Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump.
What do you make of that note Erica sent her? The condolence note?
Okay. As somebody who lost someone very near and dear, I get it. Some people are just very uncomfortable. Also, if they're not very close, you know, everything for the show is truly set up. Like Erica sending a sweet note, like condolences. I think that's totally fine.
I agree.
Lisa Vanderpump has a million people like at her beck and call to be. I mean, listen, again, I literally just grieved my dead dad like 2 years ago. I get it. But if somebody still sent me a note, some people just don't know how to reach out. I think she made way bigger of a deal out of it.
Right. And also, let's not forget they weren't ever friends. Like they were coworkers.
Right.
And I keep saying, like, if you worked in an office,
right.
Like even the closest friend I have when I've worked in offices, it's like the closest friend, I still wouldn't expect them to like do much more than a handwritten note.
Yeah, I thought it was completely classy. And I mean, I have.
And I did love that she photographed it.
Yeah. Oh, and she's like, on this show, you always have to have evidence. I'm like, she knows.
I know.
Yeah, I think Lisa Rinna to me is just everything. The way she perfectly stirs the pot. I think she's hysterical. When she does her little like confessional interviews, it is some of the most iconic clips on television ever, period.
I agree. I think she's so thrilling to watch. And you know, the fans, like Lisa Vanderpump has very intense fan base.
Right.
And I notice like they're getting really aggressive with the other wives, and it's like they're all providing entertainment, and I know it's like their real life.
Right.
But I would just encourage everyone to be like nicer to everyone, because they're like some of the things, and you know, I see because people will tag me and like housewives stuff and everything. It's just like a lot of it's so dark, like wishing death on people. And I think some of it's a lot of like bots, you know, like not
a lot of bots. But what people also don't realize is that show is produced.
It's produced, let's and it's not, like,
yeah, when it everyone's is their like, Teddy Mellencamp's the worst, I'm like, no, she's being produced.
They're all doing a show for our entertainment. It's like, mm-hmm. let's just appreciate that it's good entertainment and it is thrilling and they're editing it to make us try to take sides because it makes the social conversation on social media more fun and absolutely. Interesting. So it's just, I would encourage everyone to, you know, but where do you fall on that? Are you on the team, I guess, Dorit or Vanderpump? Like, Dorit shouldn't have gotten that dog, right?
No, Dorit shouldn't have gotten the dog. Also, Dorit, everything about Dorit with her voice. And I mean, I think this is like literally spot. Yeah. PK. This is literally Jaga. Her voice. Jaga, you know, like it's, I'm sorry, I'm an East Coast girl. I know she's from Connecticut. Dorit, I can't get behind.
She's just like such a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she's even a great villain.
I just want to go on vacation. Like, I literally had this conversation with a friend the other day. My dream is to be on like a cruise with like Erica Jane, Lisa Rinna. I love Kyle. And then you pop over to the East Coast. I want to get Sonia, Dorinda, Luann, and who else am I missing? Who else?
Ramona.
I met Dorinda. Ramona. I just met Ramona, and truly she like? Is who she is.
Yeah. I'm afraid to meet her.
I will say this. So I was at this Amphar Gala in New York and the Chainsmokers were performing and her daughter Avery was there. And literally we were like,
what a sentence.
What a sentence. I know. And she comes up and all of a sudden, like our table is literally basically on the stage. So I can like smell the Chainsmokers. So next thing I know, I get pushed over and it's literally Ramona. And she's like, I love the Chainsmokers. They're my favorite. You know, my daughter, I tried to get her to come to Vegas to see the Chainsmoker. And she's like, Mom, I don't want to go. And I'm like, I would go see the Chainsmokers any day of the week. And like, just pure Ramona energy, what you see on the show is who she is. Had no sense of like social awareness or like spatial awareness. It was the whole thing. And I was like, this is a Ramona iconic moment.
You know, you want them to be the way they are on TV.
Right.
I just interviewed Sonia yesterday and it wasn't in person. It was like over the phone. And right. I like got off the phone and I was, it was exactly, I guess, as I expected her to be. But mm-hmm. also like, I was like, is something, I don't know. I was like, is something else, is something going on? Like, is there some sort of, it was very early in the morning. I was like, is mm-hmm. there some sort of substance involved? But, you know, I think it's just her. I think that's just
yeah, I
the
think
way these.
When she and Ramona get together, I just think they're a little tink tink. And when I say tink tink, it's like when somebody bats their eyelashes and you can hear the echo, you know, through the mm-hmm. through the brain. I just don't know if they're just kind of like tink tink it, you know?
I know. Oh, I love these girls. I love all of them. I love all the housewives for giving us all this great entertainment.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, when I meet people, I don't watch a lot, like certain reality shows that people are obsessed with. I will always be dedicated to the Housewives.
Me too.
And when I meet people and they're like, no, I don't watch the Housewives. Honestly, it's like, I don't know if this relationship can continue.
I completely agree. And I think that the fans of the Housewives now, like, I feel like everyone is so smart and mm-hmm. they have such a great sense of humor about mm-hmm. all of it. And yeah, there's like a, you know, online I mentioned that there's some people saying crazy things, but, right. but for the most part, 90% of the people, they're all just like so funny and they get it.
Right.
You know, and especially now, like the ratings are down, but I feel like 5-10 years ago, it was everyone kind of watching it now, but now it's the fan base is like
right.
just smart, funny. They
well,
get
and
it.
I think the memes and the GIFs or the GIFs, whatever you want to call it, that have come out are smart. When you say like all this mm. stuff that like you're tagged and stuff, I'm tagged and stuff, like Lisa Rinna GIFs, and I'm like, people get it.
Yeah, they
you know,
get it.
They get it.
Yeah. And I love when the Housewives get it too, when they like mm-hmm. repost, you know, they get it.
Yeah. My dream really is to just go to lunch at like the Ivy in Beverly Hills mm-hmm. with Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane. Ugh. I just want a creative director in my life.
Me too. I know. Me you too. Know? I saw Mikey Minden. He like, I was in at a lunch meeting and he walked past me behind me and I like freaked out. I like shit my pants.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
No, does he still work with her? I heard a rumor that he might not still work with her.
I don't know.
But I doubt they had like a bad breakup. I think he's probably just moving on.
Moving on. You know, he does all that Pussycat Dolls stuff too. And I think they might be redoing something with the Pussycat Dolls or something.
Is Aubrey O'Day going to come back?
I think Aubrey's back with Shannon. They do she that is, dumb they, blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I just discovered?
What?
Aubrey O'Day had a pilot on VH1 for, I forget what it was called, but it's on YouTube. And I watched the whole thing recently. Like, do you ever get in a YouTube spiral? It was like,
get in a YouTube spiral every night.
I don't know if it ever, I don't think it ever aired, but it's fantastic. And I'm like so fascinated by Aubrey O'Day. Like, I find her to be a bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand exactly what's going on there, but I love watching her.
Yes,
I wouldn't mind if she showed up on one of these Housewives.
Oh yeah, yeah, and she, but she would still be like,
because she's
kind of living like the Vanderpump kids, where they still live in like a shitty apartment.
Yeah, are you liking Vanderpump this season? Are you watching it?
Honestly, I had to check out of Vanderpump a while ago, and that's the thing. People are either Vanderpump or Housewives. Nobody's ever both. I am Housewives through and through.
Yeah,
yeah. The Vanderpump kids, it just stresses me out. I just feel like everybody needs to like take a week off of drinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Kim Richards and I DM sometimes, and she's good, I guess. Yeah. But she was telling me I need to watch The Bachelor because she really loves The Bachelor. And I was like, I can't watch all of it. Like, I just can't. If I either have to do Housewives or, like, I couldn't do Bachelor if I'm doing Housewives because Housewives is on like 3 episodes a week now. Bachelor is 3 hours.
Also, The Bachelor, I have no connection to. That's another show that I've never watched a single episode.
But people probably tell you all the time, right?
Oh, watch The Bachelor, do commentary, watch The Bachelor. And I said, you know what? No. I am a feminist and I'm not going to sit. Yeah, just literally, you know what? No. I'm not going to sit and watch a bunch of women who are all thin throw themselves at some douchey guy who's like a quote unquote virgin. Like, absolutely not.
I know I would like it too much if I watched it. Like, I would get into it too much. And I'd be like, I would just get addicted to it. I can't do it. So I need to draw the line. Heather, I love having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I just feel like we could do this all day.
I know. I really would love to keep you all day. What? Anything else you want to plug? Anything you're working on? Your Instagram is truly like the funniest fucking thing ever. Like, and if anyone that follows knows, but if you don't follow Heather already, you have to follow her. Her stories are legendary, amazing, iconic.
Well, I adore you. I mean, I feel the same way about you. Yeah. Just follow me at Heather K, like Kardashian McMahon on Instagram. I'm going to be having a podcast that's coming out soon. So stay tuned to my Instagram for that. It'll be not pop culture based, but it'll be a little bit more like comedy lifestyle based. But obviously, I would love to have you on and we'll have to talk about all the things iconic.
Oh my God, I would love to. Heather, I love you so much. Thank you for doing the show. I want to encourage everyone to find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. It's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring the show. If you want to support this podcast and get access to bonus episodes, head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. For $4 or more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes. Plus, more importantly, you're helping to support this podcast. I'm promising one bonus episode a month, but we're trying to do more than that. But anyway, I love you all for listening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.